From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Diplomacy is intensifying to bring an end to the cross-border siege between Israel and Gaza's Hamas militants. Delegations are meeting in Cairo to help Egypt mediate a ceasefire. The White House says President Obama telephoned Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi to talk about ways to de-escalate the conflict in Gaza. He then called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has troops on standby on the border with Gaza, as Linda Gratstein reports from Jerusalem.
Thousands of Israeli troops are poised on the Gaza border, awaiting the order for a ground invasion. Israeli media reported that Israel agreed to wait at least 24 hours before entering Gaza to allow ceasefire talks to succeed. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has arrived in Cairo to try to encourage both sides to accept a ceasefire. But fighting on both sides of the border continued. Israel bombed dozens of targets in the Gaza Strip, and Hamas launched more than 100 rockets at southern Israel. In Gaza, thousands attended the funeral of 4 women and 5 children killed in an Israeli airstrike Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
President Obama is making a historic trip to Cambodia for the annual East Asia Summit. Mr. Obama raised concerns about the Cambodian government's human rights record in his meeting with Prime Minister Hun Sen. The White House says the meeting was tense. Earlier, the president offered a hand of friendship to the once reclusive Myanmar, also known as Burma. In a symbolic move, he visited with pro-democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi and expressed optimism about Myanmar as he met with that country's president, Thein Sein. The confidence among home builders in the United States hasn't been this high in 6.5 years. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports on the latest survey from the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo.
Stronger demand for new single-family homes is driving the jump in builder confidence. The latest index is up 5 points from October to its highest reading since May of 2006. First Trust Chief Economist Brian Westbury says it underscores the rebound in housing.
If they're sensing that the market is improving, and that's what this survey tells them, that's a very good sign for future housing activity.
Sales of new homes have jumped 27% over the past year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Speaking of, October was that solid month for sales of previously owned homes. The National Association of Realtors, rather, saw a more than 2% jump in the number of homes that switched owners. The pace at which these homes sold was about 11% higher than it was a year ago. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 175 points at 12,765. This is NPR News. Colombia's main rebel group has announced a unilateral ceasefire ahead of peace talks with the Colombian government. FARC says a truce will remain in effect until January 20th, hoping that will give both sides enough time to negotiate. Cuba will be hosting these talks. An earlier round of discussions was held in Norway last month. Hurricane recovery and more headaches continue for many in New Jersey and New York. In New York City, the odd even gas rationing system has been extended through Friday. This as the average U.S. price of a gallon of gasoline dropped 7 cents over the past 2 weeks. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn 2 is the top draw in theaters worldwide, including the U.S. and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports moviegoers helped the series to a stellar farewell.
I have to report a crime. The Collins, they've done something terrible.
It's my daughter. Adultery. Think Renesmee is an immortal child.
She was born, not bitten. She grows every single day.
Breaking Dawn 2 is the final episode in the Vampire vs. Werewolf series. Domestic ticket sales are an estimated $141.3 million. Worldwide, the popular hit earns an estimated $340.9 million. Breaking Dawn 2 features a twist not included in the books which the movies are based. Last weekend's box office winner Skyfall drops to second place. Civil War drama Lincoln expands nationwide and finishes at number 3. Wreck-It Ralph is 4th, and then Flight. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Dow is up 177 points at 12,766. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.